Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How are you?
I'm doing well, excited about this week's show, and still pondering that challenge from 2019.
In which I said, start with the phrase end of the year. Change one letter to a T, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, five letters, for what someone might do on a hot summer day. What is the phrase?
Schwitz doesn't work.
No, it does not. But if you change one of the E's to a T, you can spell hydrate often.
Ah.
All right, Ian, it's our first show of 2020, and what better way to start 2020 than with a special guest answerer? This time, it's someone to whom our listeners have been listening for the past 25 minutes or so, the new host of Northeast Report Late Edition, Jim Lavoulis.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
All right, Jim, since you are succeeding the recently retired Brian Shields as the host of Northeast Report Late Edition, your questions are about successors.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. Big shoes to fill, both on Northeast Report Late Edition and on Any Questions here. Okay.
Who became the seventh chief operating officer of Apple Inc. when he succeeded Steve Jobs in August of 2011 after Jobs stepped down to become chairman of Apple's board of directors?
Okay, so the person I call when I have issues with my iPhone would be Cook,
that's
I believe.
Right. Tim Cook is right. You have his personal number? What is that number, actually? Could I have that?
You get a lot of power when you take over the reins of the show.
Would we have accepted Tim Apple?
He succeeded Joe Frazier in New York in 1977, Bobby Cox in Atlanta in 1982, Whitey Herzog in St. Louis in 1990, Buck Showalter in New York in 1996, and Grady Little in Los Angeles in 2007. Who is he?
Joe Torre.
Joe Torre is correct.
Okay. And there was a lot of cities involved. Okay.
That's right, because he's been in a lot of cities.
He's been in a lot of places.
So Joe Torre has been the manager of all five of those Major League Baseball teams. Do you know which of those two were the ones he didn't actually play for, as a bonus question?
I don't think he ever played for the Yankees.
That's right.
L.A.?
That's right. A list of 13 people begins with a man named William Hartnell and includes Tom Baker, David Tennant, and Matt Smith, and ends with Jodie Whittaker. Whittaker, who succeeded actor Peter Capaldi in the role in December of 2017, became the first woman among that list of 13 people to portray what sci-fi character in its 56-year history?
Boy, you have stumped me on my first ever Any Questions appearance.
Let me help you out, since I spend more time with Mike than you.
You said that in a way that I'm not entirely sure I like.
You're looking for Doctor Who. Anyone who knows our newsroom knows Jim and I work together.
Yes. In 2003, who succeeded as the lead vocalist in a certain rock band, a man named Gary Cherone? 7 years after Cherone succeeded him, and was then himself succeeded in 2007 by David Lee Roth, the singer he had succeeded back in 1985.
Oh, boy.
Lead singers of Van Halen.
Okay.
Yeah, so who's in the middle? So it was David Lee Roth.
Gary Cherone.
No, well, it was David Lee Roth, this person, Gary Cherone, this person again, and then David Lee Roth again.
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar is right.
Okay, there we go.
That's right. Yep. And finally, in 1942, who succeeded Herman F. Hogkamp, who was completing the term of John Boyd Thatcher II, to become not only the longest-serving mayor of Albany, but of any major U.S. city, remaining in office for just over 41 years?
Would that be Corning?
It is. Erastus Corning II.
Okay, there we go.
Strong finish from Mr. Jim Lavoulis. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name of our special guest, Jim Lavoulis. That's J-I-M-L-E-V-U-L-I-S. Change one letter to an E, not the one that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell the first names of two people, five letters each, both known for starring in movie musicals in the 1960s. What are the names?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge. Jim, best of luck hosting Northeast Report Late Edition.
Thank you.
You can get back to the stuff that's already written down on the pages in front of you.
I won't stray from it.
And we'll be back at the same time next week.
We'll see you then.